This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump and the First Lady visited shooting victims in hospitals in Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas Wednesday, even as protests in both cities criticized the president's inflammatory rhetoric on race and immigration. At University Medical Center in El Paso, the president and First Lady visited with first responders, hospital staff, and victims and their families. Afterward, Trump praised the El Paso Police Department.
The love in that place and the job that the doctors, nurses, everybody, but all over the world, they're talking about the job you've done as police, as law enforcement, as first responders. The job you've done is incredible, and everybody's talking about it.
22 people were killed and more than two dozen others injured when a lone gunman opened fire on a crowded Walmart in El Paso last Saturday. In an online manifesto, the gunman had written that his actions were motivated by the, quote, invasion of Hispanics into Texas. Earlier in Ohio, President Trump visited with victims and first responders at Miami Valley Hospital. Early Sunday morning, a lone gunman opened fire on a crowded entertainment district, killing nine people and wounding more than two dozen others before he himself was shot and killed by police. Demonstrations took place in both Dayton and El Paso, criticizing the president's past statements about immigrants and his failure to act on gun control legislation. The Trump administration has ordered two federal agencies to freeze billions of dollars of congressionally approved funding for foreign aid. The Office of Management and Budget ordered the State Department and the U.S. Agency for International Development to account for what it called unobligated resources of foreign aid. Critics say the move will prevent the agencies from distributing as much as $4 billion. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States is still hoping to hold another round of nuclear talks with North Korea despite that country's recent missile tests. Pompeo said Wednesday at the State Department the United States is closely watching the North Koreans, but that planning is continuing for a new round of negotiations.
We are planning for negotiations in a couple of weeks, and we anticipate the two teams getting back together. We hope that they can achieve this, not just for the United States and North Korea, but for the entire world.
Pompeo pointed out that the recent missile tests by North Korea were short-range missiles, but that Pyongyang was testing long-range rockets and nuclear weapons when President Donald Trump came into office. Authorities in Manitoba, Canada, announced they found two bodies believed to be two teenage fugitives who led police on a 2,000-mile manhunt. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Royal Canadian Mounted Police Assistant Commissioner Jane McClatchy says items linked to the suspects found along the shoreline of the Nelson River last week helped authorities to narrow their search.
RCMP officers located two male bodies in the dense brush within 1 kilometer from where the items were found.
19-year-old Cam McLeod and 18-year-old Briar Schmigelski were considered suspects in the fatal shootings of Lucas Fowler and China Deese, whose bodies were found in British Columbia. They were charged in the death of Leonard Dyke, a university lecturer whose body was found 4 days later about 300 miles away. The pair had not been seen since their burnt-out car was found on July 22nd. I'm Jennifer King.
A massive car bomb exploded near a police compound in Kabul, Afghanistan, Wednesday, killing at least 14 people and causing extensive damage to nearby buildings. AP's Karen Chamas reports the blast also injured 145 people.
The blast rocked most of Kabul only a day after a U.S. envoy and the Taliban reported progress in their talks on negotiating an end to the nearly 18-year war in Afghanistan. The Taliban bomber detonated his explosive-packed car at a security checkpoint outside the police headquarters in a minority Shiite neighborhood in western Kabul. A large plume of smoke rose during morning rush hour. Some nearby buildings were left in rubble. Shopkeepers later swept up broken glass. The attack took place as many Kabul residents were busy preparing for the Muslim holiday Eid al-Adha, which begins on Sunday. I'm Karen Chamas.
A mixed day on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials closing slightly lower, but the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ in positive territory. The day started out rough Wednesday for the Dow, with it down several hundred points, but by the close, it was down less than 0.1%. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
Great news. It's VOA.